Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi, and welcome to part three of this three-part exclusive on Fighting Fire with Fire with the wonderful and enigmatic Ton Jensen and equally delightful Roger Savage. Now, in part two last week, we talked about the human chemistry method in practice and how it is really shaping and restarting patients' lives. And we discussed a great many things, including developmental delays linked to anesthesia, detoxing antibiotics and vaccines, ear infections, how to heal asthma, and also the side effects of overusing steroids and antibiotics, which sadly has become very, very common indeed. Now, we are at part three, woohoo, and we continue our wonderful conversation. So, Roger Savage and my dear friend, Ton Jensen, welcome back to the Homeopathy Health Show.
Thank you, Atiq.
Thank you, Atiq.
You mention in volume three of your book called Fighting Fire with Fire, about the role of miasms in the human chemistry method, specifically SORA, which you've classed as level two, psychotic as level three, and syphilitic as level four, and level one being very acute, so the acute stage of any disease or illness. So my question really, if it is a question, I suppose, but I'd be really interested to know how you incorporate miasms and the miasmatic approach when using your method, the human chemistry method.
So mostly I open the case, the treatment with a miasmatic remedy. And mainly I use psorhinum or medrhinum and sifalinum, but sometimes also tuberculinum and carcinosinum. And carcinosinum and tuberculinum is in between the psychotic and syphilitic miasm. And lupus is in between SORA and psychotic miasm. And of course, when there is a clear acute remedy, then I open with this remedy. And mostly above 1 mm or 10 mm to boost the energy and help the process of acceptability of the body without aggravations, and it give a boost to the generation of health. So it is important that we use always a miasmatic remedy, and the best is that we find a remedy what is fitting on the symptoms.
Hmm.
So there are lots of remedies. We have very clearly a big part of syphilitic, psychotic, and psoric parts, like pulsatilla is 1/3 psora, 1/3 psychotic, and 1/3 of syphilitic miasm. And when we see aurum, it has a little part in the psychotic miasm, but 80% of the power of aurum is syphilitic. So we need to understand what the remedies are. And when it is a clear remedy than and it is a mineral or a plant or then we gave this remedy when it fits into the miasm. And then I don't start with psoriasis or mediastinum or sifalinum. So mostly when there is a when there is giving a lot of drugs, allopathic medication, then there is so much destruction, it's for sure you need to start with sifalinum.
It's become very common, isn't it? You mentioned about destruction and the syphilitic miasm, but we're so bombarded, and I know over the last previous two parts we've spoken about this, but it's not just toxicology we're looking at, right? We're not looking at just the drugs. It's the environment, isn't it? The toxic load that we're breathing in, the toxic load that we're surrounded by. It's almost like being at the deep end of a swimming pool where there's so much pressure, right?
Yes, there is so much pressure, even when we want to have a fresh nose, we are under the chemtrails. So it's also happened now on days, and there is an overload of very heavy toxins into these chemtrails. So we get also a remedy next week, it is there, chemtrail remedy. A lot of people suffer about chemtrail toxins. When you do blood research, you find germanium, rhodium, all kinds of substances would not belong in our blood, but we can find it. Or only in a little trace, because we are everything. All the minerals are there in the same constellation as we have on the Earth in our body. So it is amazing what we where we exist at. So when there is something missing or it is too much, we can bring it in balance. And some things are poisoning, then we need to get it out of the system. And it is not only with detox homeopathic remedies, but also with zinc and selenium and healthy food and lifestyle. People think that homeopathy is doing everything, but Hahnemann says also in his time, also in the Organon, we need to help the patient to bring balance in his environment where he lives. You need to have a, when you cure or treat rheumatic arthritis, and you say nothing about the humid house where the patient live, then you can help this patient, but the patient come back with the same complaints because the circumstances for the disease are not taking away. So it goes about the whole, not about only one thing.
You've so beautifully said that, and it's been very eloquently, I must say, because, and you're so right. It's not just homeopathy, it's lifestyle, isn't it? It's getting up and moving. And even though we may not like it, we really do need to make time for ourselves. Taking the correct remedies is fine, but they're not going to do anything if you don't change. It's just like saying, I've got a sugar overload. If you're not going to stop the sugar, then how can homeopathy just come in like a magic bullet, as so to speak, and say, well, everything's going to be fine now? It doesn't work that way with anything, right?
Yes, so we have wrote a piece in the book about obesity. And it doesn't go only about eating and it goes about the hole where the patient is in. So we have a lot of things to say about the addiction for sweet carbohydrates. And what is there in the metabolism? What is going wrong? Somatostatin, we have never heard about it in the homeopathy, but it's a beautiful remedy to help the hunger feeling. So that need everything need to be in a balance with each other. If we know this, then we can help everybody.
It's Roger, I'm just going to ask you, it's something Ton mentioned as well, but it's we can't, and sadly, we can't get away unless we grow our own vegetables, unless we have our own hens or chickens. It's really hard to get away from being chemically affected because every single product almost now has some sort of toxic exposure. It's really challenging, isn't it, as far as trying to stay healthy?
Well, yes, it is difficult, but as they say in India, we can only make our best effort. Now, Tan, you always suggest that as far as possible, we should not eat food prepared in factories. So if at least we're working with fresh ingredients, as nature made them, well, unfortunately, they're not quite as nature made them. But now, Tan goes further, and you've got your own cultivated, what you call it, vegetable garden, isn't it? And fruit
Yes,
garden.
and fruit and
So
everything.
this minimizes the unpleasant things that are added to food, but as you say, things do drop from the air. Well, Atik, in the end, we do our best and then breathe deeply, best foot forward, and crack on. We mustn't become fixated on these things because otherwise we'll generate another kind of lowered health.
And even our mind power is so strong that we can live our life with all this rubbish around us, but try to minimize this rubbish. But it's not possible to do everything.
As you said that, I was just thinking, and I know I've mentioned it, but that's the reason for this three part with Ton and Roger. Is this so important, this human chemistry? And I know, of course, you know it because you came up with it, but for those listening, it's so important. So it's not something just to be overlooked. It is not another tool in homeopathy. It's one of the most, it's a critical tool, I think, needed because sometimes remedies do not work. There is a reason for them. There is a blockage. And what is that blockage? And sometimes we get maybe stuck. Oh, is it, I haven't got the totality, or is it a miasmatic influence? It could be a number of things. Sometimes it's as simple as saying, actually, your lifestyle, your timeline has shown that you've had multiple times of ultrasounds or courses of antibiotics or whatnot, different types of drugs. And it's just that, isn't it, Ton? It's the toxic layer. If you don't peel that away, how are you going to get to the root cause?
If you look in the book, Finding Your Way in the Forest of Symptoms, that was a lot of remedies I write down in the period directly after I find the detox method, and I give the remedies with success, but they remain again in the bad state because the blockage was not still there. So then I did a detox and I give the remedy again, and the patient the same remedy, and the patient healed completely. So I'm very enthusiastic about my own work. I can't say it is my own work because I'm also gifted. I need to do this. I'm not free. We think we are free, but we aren't. We need to do this. And in the past, they say when you go learn for a special profession, you was invited by the spiritual world to do this. But nowadays, they find a job to have a good income, and that's the wrong way. that make people ill. You need to do what is the best for you.
And then
We
the
have
rest follows.
all, when we come on Earth, we have all got a task to do in this world. And you can't escape. If you want to escape, you become ill and you get a disease. It's amazing how it works.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
You're absolutely right. It's again, so you've really touched my heart chords because I'm such a great believer in that. Things happen for a reason, and you must enjoy what you do. It's not about, I know it, I'm not saying it's not about the money because we, of course, we need to survive, we need to live and eat, and money is important for a great, well, for everything to do with life as such, but it shouldn't stop you from doing what is in your heart, right? What is what you might be passionate about just for the sake of, well, here I can earn £100,000 and here I might just earn 50. But you may help so many people just on that 50,000 income, then no one on the 100,000. And it's just resetting a ton. And Roger, I talk to so many people now, and so many people are now saying, we're looking at resetting ourselves. Or we're taking a step back on in our life, and we're sitting down and we're thinking about what we've achieved. Where do we want to be? That in itself is very, very beautiful because people have realized it's, you know, in English they say it's a rat race. You know, you get up in the morning, you shower, you have your breakfast, you're on the train or the car, work, come back home, so tired, exhausted, a bit of TV, go to sleep, then you start again. But
And
that
why
is.
they do it? They search to happiness. I'm happy now. I'm here in the moment. And so mostly I am happy. And sometimes I'm stupid and then I'm not happy.
That's a life, though. That's just life.
Yeah, but you have you can be down and you can be euphoric. That is the same energy. It is far away from the real necessary level. So it is better to live in a kind of wave, not in hippos and hypos.
I you know, I was this is a very, going off slightly here, but on the thread, but sometimes it's hard starting out in homeopathy, as we all know, especially getting patients, getting your name out there. And sometimes when your name is very popular, people say, they may say, let's say, oh, the phone is always ringing, or it's like 11 p.m. and I'm getting a call. And I always reply to them. I said, well, in the grand scheme of things, who are we in this world? And the fact that somebody remembered your name, and why did they remember? Because they thought, oh, maybe they can help, or they will help. I said, how blessed you are that somebody takes you into that much respect that they will call you to ask for help. And homeopathy has given, certainly has given me that, you know, it's such a joy to answer people's call. Otherwise, what would we be doing? Then we'd be complaining nobody calls. But when they call, it's so nice. Oh, can you help us? Or can you do this? Can you please fix my daughter or my son or my mother's got problems? You know, isn't it so wonderful, Ton?
So, and I want to train the homeopaths and also the students. Why we don't start with this in the first class of the homeopathic school? It will be an amazing offer to the to everything. And I need to and we already do train also new teachers that they teach what I'm doing. So. And it is all, everything is coming. on the right time. It is not possible to force it. That's not the good thing. With you, I think it starts.
Yeah.
So,
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Roger?
we are very grateful, Atik, to have
because
these chances to
Atik,
talk with you.
it is not
Wonderful.
me, it is the word of how you say this.
Well, it's the word, if you like, of Hahnemann and the wisdom behind what he was saying. And I was thinking of something else that people used to say to me, that we are offering something different because many people's idea of cure is to be made well enough that they can go back to doing what made them ill in the first place. And that one always made a big impression on me, because in that sense, we are educators quietly saying, look, even if this remedy meets your symptoms, if you carry on being exposed to high-level radiation at 3 in the morning, or spend all your time in nightclubs, or you're taking narcotics or something, it isn't going to work. It's part of a totality. So we're teaching a totality. One person calls it living homeopathically. So that it's a circle of behavior and conduct as well as remedy, and it makes all the difference. And when somebody comes to us not looking and feeling well, and then the next time we don't even recognize them, which happened to Ton and me today, to see that just a few weeks of a treatment has made that difference. Ton didn't recognize the patient. He said, have we met before?
Really? Oh, do share.
Yes,
That's a
really. Really.
beautiful story. A
Really. complete change in 8 weeks.
Yes. I mean, she still
Amazing.
has some problems, but it was a transformation.
And it was a very serious problem she has.
Amazing.
The death was nearer than to live longer. So, but she lives again.
And doing much better. So,
And she's very eager to go on and
yeah.
to make new steps in her life,
And that's our
completely
reward.
different than 8 weeks ago.
Yes. And that's our reward, Atik. That gives that feeling of that buzz, that uplift.
Just for everyone's excitement, every case is unique, every case is different, but just so people get to know the detox remedies, what did you use, let's say, without giving any symptoms, of course. Just to get people's mouth watering,
I will look it up.
This lady got dizzy mouth.
Yes, we did. I will just look it up, just to remember.
It's so wonderful, and last week you mentioned, of course, the patient in the wheelchair, and they walked, and they gave you a hug, and they gave you a kiss, and it's so motivating. It's how amazing, profoundly amazing, isn't it? That small globules or drops
Yes.
can change your life.
But it's the energy in them. Yes, we gave GC Muff, we gave remedies to balance her blood and also to clear a historic Epstein-Barr infection. So boosting the immunity with immunoglobulin.
And we give her vitamin D, of course,
Yes.
because she
Yes.
has a very low level of
Yes.
vitamin D. You can't cure from an autoimmune disease when you have this. That's not possible. For all the systems, you need vitamin D. And special for the ATP and so on, we need to have this. And it is necessary that certainly when you have a chronic disease that you have 100 micro nanogram of vitamin D in 1 liter of blood. So it is amazing what we can do. And it will raise, you can, I have do tests with patients who I tell that I did doing tests. I give a patient vitamin D 3,000 EU a day with K2, together with a course of vitamin D3 or a polyvitamin D, and that's D3, the main vitamin. And in 8 weeks, we had from 25 nanomoles a liter, we go to 55. And that's in 8 weeks is very quick. If you do it only with supplement, that we also did, it raise only two. And when you do it only with homeopathic remedy, it will raise a 10, but not a 14. So it's so important that we can check that it works.
So we're saying, Atik, that if we give a material dose of a supplement, say, and a potency alongside, the potency encourages the body to absorb more of the substance. So this ties in with something else. People have called this work homeodetox therapy, but Ton changed the name a year or two or three ago to human chemistry because we are not only taking out the negative, but bringing balance and increasing the positive. So it is a big balancing task, and we assess the result by how the patient looks, how they feel, and also comparing test results.
It's really is a delight to know, and I have a question on this on vitamin D. So that means that homeopaths, practitioners should never negate the need to provide vitamin D for autoimmune conditions,
Yes,
correct?
exactly.
You can't deny it. If you do this, you have no success with your treatment. And nowadays, 80% of the world population has a too low vitamin D level. And that's also because of they want to have an umbrella for the sun with chemtrails. And we have no sun. Our skin is not explode to the sun. So we can't make enough. We need to eat it from somewhere, where, somehow.
And still worse if they stay indoors, working on their electronic devices for
And
hours a day.
nearly all the old people have statins to lower the cholesterol. And the cholesterol under your skin with sunlight, then your skin is able to produce vitamin D out of the cholesterol. If you don't, if you have it to low level, you can't make it. It's not possible.
It's strange, isn't it? That because that's so true. That's so true. I see so many, nearly everyone I'm seeing is either on blood pressure medicine, is on some medicine to do with diabetes, or they're on cholesterol medicines. You know.
That's the statins.
Yeah.
Dementia,
Yeah.
a lack of fat, fatigue because there is no heart energy. So
And no
all
fuel.
kind of infections,
And no
arteriosclerosis because of this.
fuel to feed the neurotransmitters.
Yeah.
So they've
But
got
to
it right from
produce new neuro and to produce
Yeah.
transmitters
Yeah.
and hormones, we need to have proteins and fat. It's crazy.
You know, the soil, we know majority of the soil around the world is because of over farming, agriculture in general. The soil is depleted of magnesium. It's so important. You know, people are going around walking with cramps and, oh, I keep getting cramps and cramps. It's like, well, think about the lack of magnesium.
Yeah, our food don't produce magnesium and provide any more enough to have souplesse in our muscles.
But
And then
now
we
I.
get cramps.
Yes, cramps, absolutely.
And what you think about cramps in your brain because of a low level of magnesium? But in the future, when they start all growing real organic or what
Crops,
Rudolf
vegetables.
Steiner brings, that's
Oh, the biodynamic. Biodynamic.
biodynamic, then the plant is able to make out of the sunlight magnesium, phosphorus, and everything. Because the plant is a beautiful instrument with the photons from the sun to create new minerals. The earth is growing every year a few millimeters because the sunlight and the plants and the trees make new minerals. So there is a solution. Don't use artificial fertilizers and poison. And nowadays, all the poison they use is with graphene, with nanoparticles. It's crazy.
You know, everything has been given to us by nature, every single thing. And you know, I know we're going slightly off tangent from the topic, but it makes me wonder that. Why do we have to complicate things so much when everything is already there? You know, it's like, what are
Mankind.
we trying to prove sometimes, the human race? We've got it all. Just step back, actually, and just show some gratitude for what we have.
The problem is the human being is never satisfied. They want always more. And there is no more. There's only enough. That's the only thing.
That's very, very beautifully said.
I had a very bad accident, and after that accident, I was aware that poorness is not one of my things because I have enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? Poorness is not my thing.
Right, yes.
Poverty consciousness, no.
Yeah, I have no problems with poverty. Never. And of course, I was one time nearly bankrupt. But I say, okay, you can take my loan, what I rent, for me away. Then I have no. Then I need to pay nothing, so I can live forever.
It's nice to be free, isn't it, of those burdens, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ton, I want
So.
to ask you in volume three of your book, which has recently been released, called Fighting Fire with Fire, volume three, you also have a section about animal remedies. And you talk about remedies, for example, like Calypta Anna. You also mentioned the lac remedies. And I just wanted to ask you really about incorporating the animal remedies and their applicability now. I know from experience the lac remedies are absolutely incredible for the right patient based on what they've gone through, purely mental and emotional. And I've shared with you before this podcast how I really love Calypta Anna, which is the hummingbird, because of what it does for patients who need it, where that remedy is indicated. So please do share some of your wisdom on using the animal remedies alongside the human chemistry method.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Animal remedies are for more things important, but special for autistic issues. They have strongly a tendency to be similar to the symptoms, what the autistic children and also adults. People think that adults are not curable anymore when they have autism, but it is possible because they say it is something in the brain, and what is in the brain, it is never comes better when you are on a higher age. Above 18 years, you can do nothing, they say, because the brain cells are not growing. But I'm sure that the brain cells are growing till the end of your life. So, and by the way, 80% of our brain cells we don't use. So when some fall out, you can use others, and that we can help with things like BDN, brain derivative neurotropic factor, as a remedy, but also with luck remedies. So I can say something about Lux Loxodonta, that's elephant's milk. I have seen such a beautiful results with autistic children with very lovely children, but sometimes they have an outburst and break everything down around them. They are very destructive, like an elephant in a crystal shop. So I give, then I give Lux Loxodonta sometimes as a course, sometimes as a single remedy. When they have already done detox things and so on, then I give it as a single remedy, and then you see the mothers, and also on school, they are really flabbergasted that there are no outbursts anymore. So, and also Adroctonus. That's also a beautiful remedy from a little Scorpio kind of type. And this is when he's have a disagreement, he takes what he has around and throw it to you. He will be angry, but afterwards he doesn't remember why and how. And a lot of children with autism have these kind of things. And then you give this remedy, and they start to remember, and then they stop to do it because they get more awareness from the moment they are. So when they become angry, they will be more calm, more easy. They have arguments, but not with throwing things. And then there is rest, and then there is peace also on school. That's our children who are not possible to go to the school, because they, when they have a you can say a tantrum, you can't hold them. The only thing is, if you have no Adroctonus, to take them on your knees and hold them and squeeze them, and then they become calm because they like that you have them in your arms and squeeze them. Then they feel safe because they feel not safe in their own body. That's the thing. And if you understand this, then Adroctonus is a beautiful remedy for this. So I had a child who has the whole bedroom with dolphins. Of dolphins, how you
Dolphins.
dolphins, dolphins. And it likes to swim. I give already because there were problems with the labor with the amniotic fluid. I give this already, but there's a lot of similar symptoms with the dolphin. So I give Lac Delphinum, and this child flare up, get lots of energy, was in peace with herself, sleep well, everything goes better. And he don't need all the pictures of the dolphins anymore in our room.
She'd got dolphin inside her by then.
Yeah. So she sleep only what she did, she sleep with a dolphin. But how you say it is.
Oh, that cuddly soft toy.
Yeah.
Nice.
And 18 years later, she have a child with the same things.
Wow.
And I give only one, not vaccinated, no medication, a healthy pregnancy. I give only one dose of lactoferrin, and everything went okay.
It's do share more. I'm loving this. It's so good.
So I'm very happy that they find me to do this.
They are so deep, aren't they? The lack remedies, actually.
Yeah.
They really are profound.
So was Lactoferrin. Oh, I use it so often. They are very respectful people who ex have a lot of excusements. They excuse everybody about themselves. And it is not, they are not worth it. They are perfect. They are okay. They have a good mind. They are lovely for other people. And then they have concern about their family, about, but they think they are not feeding them well with care and warmness and things, so they excuse themselves always, and so much, so beautiful remedy. So, and lactoferrin, when the mother and the child is the child 4 years or 5 years old, and the mother tells a story or things about the boy of the girl, where it goes about, and they has always disagreement. No, mom, that's not the truth. It is different. It is like this. And then I give lactoferrin, and it calms down, and it is also important for the mother to know, and it helps when one family member gets a good remedy, a fitting remedy, then it's resonance in the whole family. So the mother never start to tell things what is painful for the patient. So it is amazing. Homeopathy is more than curing, it is
Transforming,
transforming, yes.
life-changing,
Life-changing.
life-changing.
Well, Ton and Roger, we're at the end of part three of Fighting Fire with Fire here on the Homeopathy Health Show, and it has been a great honor to speak to you both, to have you on to share your wisdom and knowledge. And I think late summer we'll do some more recordings and talk a bit more about human chemistry, homeopathy, because I think it's, again, I mean, I've said it several times here last week, the week before, of course, but as prescribers, as practitioners, as physicians, as doctors under the umbrella of homeopathy, it's so important. And I have used these remedies, and that's why I say it's so important. I say I use the remedies, meaning I have I'm ex I can talk from experience that the results in your practice will be phenomenal, and it's just a matter of stepping back, taking the correct timeline as Ton has shared with us previously, and observing. And then, after observation, you go with those remedies that are applicable and see the amazing results in your patients. And that's what we're here for at the end of the day. To heal our patients by hook or by crook, you know, we are custodians until they walk away saying thank you so much, or whatever they may say. but knowing that we've helped them as best we can with pure intentions and a clean heart.
And what happens? The patients spread the word. You don't need to advertise anymore. That's what happens also.
Thank you so much, Roger. Any final words from you for part three?
I think you've given us a wonderful opportunity to talk these deep ideas, and we really hope that it's caught people's imagination, well, caught their attention and fired their imagination. And any who would like to talk to us more or join training will be most welcome, because basically, by this method, we can face and work with complex cases without an initial thought, oh my goodness, how do I start here?
Thank you so much. And hey, look, they did it in the movies. They do trilogy after trilogy. So we will also do another three in the late summer. And
Excellent.
I look forward to welcoming you back and talking much more. Until then, truly an honor for me. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you so much for spreading your knowledge, which is so, so important at this moment in time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Atik.
Thank you.
Hey. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @like_treatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet, or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.